to me your secrets. Show me your nightmares. All cats are gray in the dark, dear. Whether or not you dare.
Welcome to All Cats Are Gray in the Dark. I'm your host, April Simmons. This podcast contains true cases of graphic violent crimes and other stories of a dark nature. Please be advised that due to the subject matter and violent, sometimes sexual content and obscene language, this podcast is not for children or the faint of heart.
Come here!
Hey, everybody!
Woo!
Sabs is back, at least for now.
For now.
For now. We're back again.
Back I feel like we should back.
All right. I was like, I need to either sing that or tag team back again.
Oh yeah, whoop, there it is.
or just the other part of the Backstreet stuff. Oh my yeah. God, we're back. We're
back again. Alright, I think they get the point. They don't need to sit through this.
Yeah. So if you didn't catch it on one of the previous episodes where I announced, like, we have both have a lot of stuff going on, and so we just haven't really had time to record. And so we're recording. We're still going to do some mini-sodes, because we still don't really have much time. So we're going to do some mini-sodes for y'all to, so you'll have something to tide you over.
Just something. Yeah,
just something to tide you over until we get back to the swing of things. I promise we don't plan on just giving up. It's just,
and hopefully, maybe in a few episodes, I'll actually say what's happening in my life.
Yeah, I didn't.
I can't just yet.
She can't just yet, but I, however, have already stated that I started a new job. I'm working full time now at second shift, and I'm still adjusting to that. Weirdly enough, I'm usually awake late at night anyway, but it's just kind of this weird mid shift where it's like really throwing me off, you know. And also, like this past week, it was like 1 to 9:30, and then it's going back to 3 to 11:30 next week. So I'm like, I'm so confused. My body's confused because the classes I had to take for it were like till 2:30 in the morning, you know. Chris, so I
couldn't do that. More power to you and people that can handle nighttime shifts. I'm not a morning person either. I'm just unfortunately stuck out in this world where I'm just, no hours are good.
You're just a person.
Yeah, no hours are good hours.
No, I'm kind of the same, but
you
I
can
just
sleep
prefer
when you are dead.
Yes. But I've been so super busy with classes for the job and now the job, and it's just been crazy. But I know people don't want to really hear about this stuff. So let's, I guess, get to the episode and get to the point. I started highlighting these, by the way, but I didn't finish. Like, the yellow is where you're going to read.
Yeah.
But this is today's episode is a list of unusual deaths, and this is seriously just pulled from Wiki because I didn't have time for research. I literally threw this together before recording, like earlier today. So
nice.
So these next
few episodes, I didn't help at all.
Yeah, these next few episodes are pretty much all directly from Wikipedia. So, but I promise we'll eventually get back to our norm, I guess you could say. But right now, you're just going to have to make do. All right. Zeuxis? I don't know how to pronounce that. A Greek painter died of laughter at his portrait of the goddess Aphrodite. The elderly woman who commissioned it and insisted on modeling for it.
Oh, wow. According to Valerius Maximus, wow, are these all related? Aeschylus, I don't know, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, the eldest of the three great Athenian tragedians, was killed by a tortoise dropped by an eagle that had mistaken his bald head for a rock suitable for shattering the shell of the reptile. Pliny, and then Pliny in his Naturalist History adds that Aeschylus had been staying outdoors to avert a prophecy that he would be killed that day by the fall of a house.
So technically a tortoise would be the fall of a house.
Yeah, because a tortoise is its own house.
Yes. So that's awfully weird though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of the point of this whole list, is just weird deaths. And I think the reason why these sound like they could be related is just because these are in, I think, order of time period. So, So I think that's why it's like, these are all Greek, old Greek names. It's because that's the only people that was alive. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. That is not historically accurate at all. And
you're
I don't
not
care.
Historians.
Yes, I'm not historian. Zeno of Citium was a Greek philosopher. As he was leaving the school, he tripped and fell, breaking his toe. Striking the ground with his fist, he quoted the line from Niobe, or whatever that's pronounced, I come, why dost thou call for me? And died on the spot by holding his breath. So he got mad about falling and breaking his toe, and then just died about it. And he fucking held his breath till he died.
Wow, what a temper tantrum.
I know, it's like, oh, what a pussy. Anyway. Oh, your turn.
Sorry, Nancy's trying to, like, FaceTime me. I'm like, recording. Eleazar of Aaron was the brother of Judas Maccabeus, according to 1 Maccabees 6:46 in battle. He thrust his spear into the belly of a king's war elephant, which collapsed and fell on top of him, killing him instantly.
Instant karma. Why are you going to kill the elephant, man? I love elephants. They're my fave. Which we probably discussed in some episode or another.
Probably by now, yeah.
I can't remember. Did we do favorite animals? Probably.
I think so. I feel like I've talked about ostriches.
Yeah. The deacon St. Lawrence was roasted alive on a giant grill during the persecution of Valerian. Prudentius tells that he joked with his tormentors, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side." He is now the patron saint of cooks, chefs, and comedians. I feel like that would be me. I would be like that person that's a smartass even as they're dying. Like,
yeah.
Anyway. Your turn.
Byzantine Emperor Basil's belt was entangled between antlers of a deer during a hunt, and the animal subsequently dragged the emperor for 16 miles through the woods. Because of this accident, Basil contracted fever and he died shortly afterwards. Wow, so dragging 16 miles didn't actually kill him. It was probably infection from his injuries.
Yeah, and lack of proper medical knowledge from back then. I mean, let's be honest here. It's like, I stub my toe, I die now. Mm-hmm. Edward II of England was rumored to have been murdered after being deposed and imprisoned by his wife Isabella and her lover Roger Mortimer by having a porn pushed in through his anus. Yikes. Through which a red-hot iron was inserted, burning out his internal organs without marking his body. However, there's no academic consensus on the manner of his death, and it has been plausibly argued that the story is propaganda.
I don't want a horn pushed in my anus.
Like, if it's a made-up story, like, it's a very detailed one. Wow.
Wait. So, basically, I'm imagining a funnel.
Yeah, so yeah, it's
so
like
they use the funnel so that they could put the iron in without leaving evidence. Man, bring it back. Bring that murder back.
I know a few people. I'm just some of the people we've talked about on the podcast. I mean, just saying. Some of these child rape and murderers need that.
Yep. All right. Hans Steininger, the burgomaster of Braunau, now Austria.
Then what is a burgomaster? I just imagine burgers. I don't know.
Yeah, of Braunau, then Bavaria, now Austria, died when he broke his neck by tripping over his own beard. The beard, which was 4.5 feet long at the time, was usually kept rolled up in a leather pouch.
So,
what a way to go.
I know, right? I figured this was this list was kind of dark, but also kind of amusing in a weird sort of way. dark humor. That's what we're all about. I live for dark humor.
I thought you said dark humor.
Like Dirk. I live for Dirk. Who's Dirk? Anyway. William Snyder, 13, died in San Francisco, reportedly after a circus clown swung him around by his heels. I need further explanation behind that. Like, I need
to just like spin him around really fast and then just let go. That's what I'm imagining.
Either that, or maybe he had some kind of embolism or something. Like, I don't know, but there's no further explanation on that. I'm like, really? Okay.
Sir William Payne Galway, a former British MP, died after sustaining severe internal injuries when he fell on a turnip while hunting. How big are turnips? Like, I've never just sat and looked at a turnip.
I think they're just a variety of sizes, I guess.
Like, yeah, like reddish sized?
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of big, I guess. I'm not seeing like a size comparison. All right.
The I'm
size
just of, like, did he fall and it hit him in the stomach, or did he fall on his butt? Like, and it went in there. I need to know more detail on that too.
Severe internal injuries. So he must have fallen off of a horse onto the turnip.
Yeah, I don't know.
It probably just, there had to have been something already going on there. Maybe he had like appendicitis and didn't know it. I don't know. Like, it had to be something.
Yeah. Or just caused internal bleeding and he just didn't realize it. An unnamed person was beaten to death with a Bible during a healing ceremony gone wrong in Honolulu. He was being treated for malaria when his family summoned a kahuna who decided he was possessed by devils and tried to exorcise the demons. The kahuna was charged with manslaughter.
Well, thankfully.
So he beat somebody to death with a Bible.
Like,
that sounds like it could happen today. Let's face it. I mean, with the way things are going.
Yeah. George Millet, whatever, was fleeing six young women intent on giving him kisses for his 15th birthday while carrying an ink eraser in his pocket. As the women moved in for their kisses, he fell forward and the eraser's point pierced his heart, killing him. Wow.
What a way to go, though. I mean, like, you're 15 and you died because a bunch of women were chasing you. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
That's, he probably went weird. Down in his town's history or something.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome. Dude. Franz Reichelt, a tailor and inventor, leaped from the Eiffel Tower and fell to his death wearing a parachute made from cloth, his own invention. He was asked by friends and authorities to use a dummy, but declined, saying, "I intend to prove the worth of my invention." He's known as the Flying Tailor.
Wow.
So he invented a parachute and...
It did not work.
Didn't work.
Yeah. All right. 21 people were killed and 150 injured in the Great Molasses Flood when a large tank of molasses burst in Boston's North End. I feel like I've heard of that.
Yeah, I have actually heard of that one myself.
But how much molasses?
It was a lot. It was like a wave of molasses, seriously.
That's insane.
I know. And it was so, I'm guessing, hot and sticky that it just,
just suffocated people.
Philip McLean, 16, and his brother were clubbing a cassowary, which is a bird, on the family property in Mossman, Queensland, when it knocked him down, kicked him in the neck, and opened a large cut, leading to death from loss of blood. Dang. Another one where it's like you're abusing an animal and just instantly get retribution.
Yeah. All right. Margaret Wise Brown, 42, author of Goodnight Moon, had been previously admitted to the hospital for an ovarian cyst. To prove how healthy she was after treatment, she kicked her foot in the air, dislodging a blood clot in her leg. Shout out. The blood quickly traveled to her brain and she died in emergency surgery.
Wow. Terrible. It's terrible, but also terribly ironic that she's like, look how healthy I am.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, and I've heard of that book. That's a kid's book.
Yeah, it is. Basil Brown, 48, a health food advocate from Croydon, England, died from liver damage after he consumed 70 million units of vitamin A and 10 U.S. gallons of carrot juice over 10 days, turning his skin bright yellow.
I'm sorry.
It's talk not about funny. Too much of a good thing. It's like a pain. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to look up a picture of him. Sorry, I need... Oh, there's no color pictures. All right. Robert Williams, a worker at a Ford Motor Company plant, became the first person known to be killed by a robot when a factory's robot arm struck him in the head.
This one horrifies me because I worked at a automobile factory and there were robots everywhere and I was constantly like joking about it. I was like, they're coming to kill me, because I actually had seen one go off track and stuff, because they have little tracks and stuff for them to do their job basically. And yeah, like yeah. I'd seen one go off track and I was like, they're coming to kill us, they're becoming self-aware. Anyway,
no thanks.
Yeah. On July 23rd, 1982, during the filming of Twilight Zone, the movie, Vic Morrow, Micah Den Lee, and Renee Shinyi Chin were performing a scene in which their characters are pursued by a helicopter. Heat from the special effects explosion caused the helicopter to fall on them. Morrow and Lee were decapitated and Chin was crushed.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of that before, but I was like, wow, that's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
Your turn.
Jim Ferrazzo, a bouncer at the Condor Club in San Francisco, died while engaging in sexual intercourse with his girlfriend, Teresa Hill, on a grand piano that was lowered from the ceiling by a hydraulic motor. He accidentally activated the lifting mechanism, which pinned him against the ceiling, leading to his suffocation. Hill survived the accident.
Wow.
What a way to go.
I guess be careful how you're being kinky.
Yeah.
That's a lesson to be learned. A poodle named Cashy, or Kate, I don't know, in Caballito, Buenos Aires, fell 13 floors and hit Marta Espina, 75, killing them both instantly. So a poodle fell 13 floors and killed it and the person it landed on.
Yeah.
In the course of the events, Edith Sola, 46, came to see the incident and was fatally hit by a bus. An unidentified man who witnessed her death had a heart attack and also died on the way to the hospital.
Holy crap.
This one poodle caused all of that.
Yeah. Three deaths and a poodle death.
Yeah.
Mark Gleason, 26, from Headley Down, Hampshire, attempted to cure his snoring by inserting tampons into his nostrils. He died from suffocation, with sleeping pills adding to his breathing difficulties. Shout out.
That's horrible, but at the same time, still funny, because you picture some dude trying to stick tampons in his nose.
Yeah.
Okay. And they usually expand, too, which is probably...
Yeah.
Something, being a dude, he probably didn't know.
Yeah.
So I guess user error.
Yeah.
Jonathan Capewell, 16, from Oldham, England, died from a heart attack brought on by the buildup of butane and propane in his blood after excessive use of deodorant sprays. He was reported to have been obsessed with personal hygiene.
Wow.
That's crazy. Now I'm scared, but nobody really uses... that I know of, use deodorant sprays anymore.
Yeah.
For the most part, because of the environment and stuff. That kind of died a while ago.
Brian Douglas Wells, a pizza delivery man from Erie, Pennsylvania, was killed by an explosive collar around his neck as part of a bank robbery scheme. It was determined that Wells was a voluntary participant in the scheme, but was double-crossed and killed by his co-conspirators to silence him.
There's a documentary about that, by the way.
Hmm.
I forget what it's called, but I've seen it. And I've heard podcasts about it, too. Yes. It's a woman that actually masterminded that whole scheme.
Hmm. And she, Patty Hearst.
No. She was pure evil. But yeah, it's a really good documentary on that. Look it up. Ron Wells. Just, yeah, go Google it. Larry Eli Murillo Mancato, 25, a supermarket employee from Council Bluffs, Iowa, is believed to have fallen into an 18-inch gap between a cooler and a wall and became trapped. His body was discovered 10 years later when the cooler was moved.
How did that not smell between then?
I don't know.
Did the cooler just cool him just enough? Yeah,
maybe it was cold enough to where it helped preserve him. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just extra depressing to me. I don't know. All these weird deaths, and I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
All right. Jose Luis Ochoa, 35, died after being stabbed in the leg in an illegal cockfight in Tulare County, California, by a bird with a knife-like spur strapped to its leg. sorry. Rest in peace.
Knife. But, yeah. Just the absurdity. I mean...
Yeah.
And all these, there's a lot of bird deaths in here, so I thought that was funny since I have.
Yeah. Heard.
This next one's about a bird, too. Anthony Hensley, 37, was killed by a swan while kayaking across a pond at a residential complex in Des Plaines, Illinois. After getting too close to the bird's nest, the swan attacked him, threw him out of the kayak, and prevented him from surfacing. So, in other words, it held him down and drowned him.
Sorry. That's just, man. Just, well. Well,
I think this is just my opinion. I think birds are bigger assholes than even cats.
Probably. Cats at least just, like, you know, kill mice and, like, toss coffee cups off of tables. You know, like, they don't kill people for the most part.
Toss stuff out of my cabinets like mine does.
Yeah. So, next one. When James Campbell, 68, left his van to open a gate, his dog stepped on the van's gas pedal and ran him over.
Yes. The dog That's ran sad. Him over.
Astrid would straight up do that to me.
Hayato to... I can't read. Okay. Move your cursor. Hayato to Tsuruta? Tsuruta? 28, from Japan, with intellectual disabilities, ran away from his residential facility and went to a supermarket. There, he consumed so many donuts that he choked to death. And so, it's kind of a funny way to die, but the fact that he was mentally challenged makes it unfunny, so it's like...
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. It sounded like he, you know, was tired of life and had a good time on his way out. That's how I'm gonna read it. That he was just like...
That's how I'm going to kill myself, guys. I'm just going to go to the grocery store and start eating donuts.
Yep. He was doing what he loved. Elaine Hirschberg, 49, of Tempe, Arizona, died after being hit by a self-driving car operated by Uber as she crossed the road in what was reported to be the first death of a pedestrian struck by a self-driving car in public roads. In response to the fatal accident, Uber suspended self-driving car tests in all U.S. cities.
Why have we not heard about that? I found that interesting when I was getting this stuff together. I was like, wow, I've never heard of that. Because you always hear about the self-driving cars and then you're like, wait.
Yeah.
Why are we not hearing about that? And this next one for our Mississippi folks. On March 5th, 2019, I never heard of this. In March 2019, Margaret Maurer, a Tulane University senior from Forest Lake, Minnesota, died at a highway rest stop in Mississippi when she was struck by a pair of tires that came loose from a passing tractor trailer.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How many times can I say holy crap today?
As many as you want, because life.
Yep. All right. Elena Struthers Gardner of Broadstone, Dorset, England, was carrying a mason jar-style drinking glass with a screw top lid in her kitchen when she collapsed. Its 10-inch stainless steel straw entered her left eye socket and pierced her brain.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about when I was at your house.
Yeah, jeez.
She had one of those, like, metal straws, and I was just like, yeah, that scares me, because I've heard that there has been a couple of people that have died from that.
Yeah. I want to know what she collapsed for, too, though. I feel like there's multiple layers there.
Yeah. Mansfield. I guess I don't have the first name. A 29-year-old personal trainer from Colwyn Bay, Wales, died after consuming a drink with too much caffeine powder. That's probably going to be me, too. I used to not really, I've never been a big coffee drinker, but it's like I've been drinking like the Slim Fast coffee, like caffeine, caramel latte, low carb stuff, and I just pretty much pound them every day. Like I drink several to get through this new job stuff. The scale which he was using to measure the powder could only weigh between 2 and 5,000 grams, causing him to miscalculate and ingest the equivalent of 200 cups of coffee.
Shortly
after consuming the drink, he reportedly complained his heart was beating too fast and began foaming at the mouth minutes later. He was unable to be saved by paramedics. Whew. That's wild.
Yeah, that's a lot happening there.
Yeah. So, what do you think about this episode?
I am entertained. And that's important.
I guess that's important for the audience, too. But do we really? Honestly, I feel like I'm doing this for my own entertainment most of the time anyway.
Yeah, true.
Like, we have some
Us and Bonna. Hey, Bonna.
Yeah. Hey, Bonna. But I think she's still behind, though, probably. So
yeah.
She's behind on the episodes. Bonna, come on now. Catch it up. Anyway. Yeah.
She actually came to my house a few weeks ago, and I made her watch Hereditary.
Why would you do that to somebody?
She loves horror movies, but they scare the crap out of her. So, it was the best of both worlds.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up because we've got 3 more episodes to record today so that we'll have them ready for y'all coming up.
Yeah.
Later. Bye-bye.